Yesterday's daf is daf Membeis, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Right. So yesterday's daf, the Gemara mentions two concepts: davar shein mischaven and the melacha shein tzricha lagufa. The example the Gemara gives is tseref. Tseref is where you have a hot piece of metal. You have a hot piece of metal, and you quickly immerse it in cold water, or you fill it up with cold water. When you go from hot to cold very quickly, that causes the metal to solidify, to become extremely strong. That is considered a melacha. It's the last thing you do when you fashion a utensil. You have molten metal and you shape it, and then you take it and you dip it in cold water, and it's solidified. It's hardened. It's solidified, it's hardened, it's complete. It's the last thing you do to create a utensil. And the rule is, when you do the last thing you do to create a utensil, it's called makeh bepadish. So the Gemara presents the problem here in our Gemara, where we have a metal utensil, a kettle, a mecham, and this metal utensil has been heated to an extreme heat. You've emptied out all the water, and now you're pouring water into the mecham. The issue, the focus of the Gemara is, when I pour cold water into the mecham, the cold water is going to get hot. I'm going to cause the water to cook. I'm not putting the water over a fire, but being that the metal is burning hot, when they're pouring a small amount of water, it's going to get hot. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's osur, unless you pour in a lot of cold water. Because if you pour in a lot of cold water, it's not possible for the metal of the kettle to warm up the yatzledes, the water, so it's mutter. But then the Gemara says, but wait a minute, even if you pour in a lot of cold water, but if you pour a lot of cold water to the very, very top, you're going to cause tseruf, you're going to cause the metal to solidify, and when you cause the metal to solidify, it's a malach of makeh bepatish. So the Gemara says, no problem, it's a davar she'enay mischavim. This man the Omar that says that it's mutter holds davar, not my intent. My intent is to fill up the water. I need the water has to need somewhere to go. I want to put the water into the utensil. I want it to get warm. I want to take out the chill. I'm not thinking about seraf. If it's seraf, it's a davar she'enay mischavim. Now we're not going to get into the issue of it's a psik reish, not a psik reish. Is seraf a melacha derais? Is it the rabban? It's machlekes rishonim, parashi and taisvis. If seraf is derais, is it the rabban? It's a shayla, is it psik reish, not psik reish? Psik reish to nichle, psik reish to lonichle. That's not the issue. The issue over here is, let's assume everything, the Gemara, let's take the little words of the Gemara. It's a davar shein mischavin, you have a problem. And the Gemara says, according to this man, Demar, it's smoothly because we hold like Rebbe Shimon. Davar she'enoi mischavin is mutar. As long as it's not your intent, it is okay. The Gemara says, impossible. You can't tell me that Shmuel, who is the author of this halacha, holds like Rabbi Shimon, because I'm going to show you elsewhere that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda in a different halacha. What's the other halacha? A person's in the street, and there is a piece of wood, a burning piece of wood. A piece of wood is on fire. It's glowing. It's on fire, or it's glowing, it's very, very hot, and if someone will walk on, and will not realize where he's stepping, he will step on this piece of wood, on this burning piece of wood, and will burn himself. So this individual wants to extinguish the piece of wood, to cool it down, so that no one who travels in this location will get hurt. So Shmuel says, you're not allowed to do it. Why are you not allowed to do it? Because when you extinguish the wood, it turns into charcoal, into a coal. To agacheles, when you have a piece of wood that's burning and you put it out, the piece of wood now turns into charcoal, and making charcoal is a melacha de oraisa. So the Gemara, the question issue is it really a melacha de oraisa? The only time something is called a melacha de oraisa is when your intent is to make it a melacha shetzrich legufa, where you want to make this piece of wood into a coal. But if your kavana is to prevent hazard, not to make it into a coal, it's true, you're doing a melacha, but you're not doing it for its intended purpose. In the Beis HaMikdash, the only time they extinguish wood was to make wood into coals. If you are extinguishing wood with the intent that you should remove a hazard, and you could not care less that this piece of wood has turned into a coal, that is in the category of melacha she'ein etzricha legufa. Are you allowed on Shabbos do melacha she'ena tzricha legufa? This is a machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says yes, it's mutter. As long as you're not having kavanah to do the melacha for its primary intent, it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says it's aser. Doesn't make a difference what your intent is. The bottom line is you have transformed wood into a coal, even though that was not your intent. Your intent was to remove a hazard. It's a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa is aser. Shmuel paskins that it's osur to blow out a piece of wood on Shabbos when your intent is to remove a hazard, because Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa is osur. So the Gemara says we have here a contradiction in the opinion of Shmuel, because we assume, let's learn the Gemara in a very, very simple way, that if you have a Rebbe, you have to be consistent. You can't go to one Rav for one Shaila, and to another Rav for another. For Hilcha Shabbos, I go to this Rav because he's very, very lenient. But I'll never ask him an issue of Kashrus, because Kashrus, oh my gosh, everything is Osir, 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 Osir. I know Rabbanim like that. I can predict. I can predict what I know. I know I have relatives lives out of town, and they have their few Rabbanim. I have a Shaila, so they call me up, and they're not going to ask me the positive. Just tell me the Shaila. They can ask the Rav anyway. So I predict. This one will tell you it's Osir. This one will tell you it's not. This one Rav, everything is Osir. Everything. And he's very popular. He's very successful. Everything is awesome. On the other of everything, everything is mutter. Always find the header. But, in any event, so how can Shmuel then pick and choose? When it comes to Tzeruf, go right ahead. Fill it up to the top. Fill it up to the top. And even though when you're filling up to the top and you're going to solidify the utensil, it's okay. But when it comes to extinguishing a piece of wood and making it into a coal, Rabbi Shmuel says it's asur. You know why? Because when it comes to melacha she'ena tzricha legufa, he follows Rabbi Yehuda, who's machmir. So the Gemara says you can't pick and choose. You got to be consistent. What's going on here? So the Gemara concludes not kasha in a chanami. When it comes to davar she'ena tzricha legufa, we go like Rabbi Shimon with Mekel, and when it comes to Malacha, Shenetz Yom Lagufi has a different rabbi. His other rabbi told him, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be also there, he's willing to be Machmir. So, what's going on here in the Gemara? So, the question really is, what was the Gemara's Hamin? We never had another Amor who has different opinions. For this, you go like this, that, you go like that. What's going on? The question is the other way around. What is the difference between a Malacha, She'ena, Tzricha, Lagufa, and a Dover, She'en, Mischave? When you do a malacha, when you extinguish a piece of wood and it turns into a piece of charcoal, you have made a piece of charcoal. The only reason why it's a malacha she'ena tzrich legufa, it's an act of labor which is not needed for its primary purpose, is because that's not my intent. Every time you do a malacha she'ena tzrich legufa, in essence, it's a davar she'ena mischaven. It's not my intent. So really, the Gemara is correct. It's not a matter of you can't go have two rabbanim. You could have all the rabbanim you want. It's not a matter of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara's question really is that these two halachos are one and the same. Every single time you do an act of labor and you achieve a result which is technically forbidden, but that was not your intent, is in essence a davar which I had no intent to do. And if you hold that davar she'en mischaven is mutter, automatically malacha she'en tzricha legufa is mutter. Now, just by the way, I just want to go to a tangent to clarify, is that the concept of davar she'en mischaven applies chater akula. Every single area in halacha, not only Shabbos, everywhere in Shulchan Aruch, but this concept of the malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, you're exempt, only applies to Shabbos. When you're dealing with other matters of Shulchan Aruch, let's say removing blood, a person is not allowed to be a doctor for his parent, because if you're not allowed to cause blood to be with someone else that can do exactly the same thing, then it's preferred someone else should do it. So, but let's say you're not having that kavana. Your kavana is you're doing an exam, but in the process of the exam, blood is going to be removed, and the blood is just a byproduct. Doesn't matter. There's no such exemption of melacha she'ein etzricha legufa when it comes to areas outside the realm of Shabbos. So the basic question, what was the Gemara answer? The Gemara answer, they're different. They're two different worlds. It's possible to hold davar she'ein mischav in his mother, and yet a melacha she'ein etzricha legufa is aser. But why? Every melacha she'ein etzricha legufa really is davar she'ein mischav. So basically what it all boils down to is, what is the essence, the difference between a davar she'einai mischavein and a melacha she'einai tshichus? So that's the only point I want to make. So the answer is, when you do a melacha she'einai tshichus legufa, you know exactly what you're doing. The only thing is, why? I'm not clear. I'll give you an example. A davar she'ein mischavein, you don't even know what you're doing. Now let me explain. Let's talk about seraph. What is seraph? The utensil is solidified. Am I trying? What is the malacha? The malacha is the solidification of the utensil. Am I trying to solidify the utensil? No. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to heat the water. I'm trying to take water. My whole focus is the water. I have water. The water needs somewhere to go. I want to put in this utensil. Maybe I want to make the water warm. My complete focus is on the water. I couldn't care less about the utensil. The utensil is one step removed from my kavana. By the coal, I have here a piece of wood and it's burning. When I extinguish it, it turns into a coal. Do I want to extinguish it? I certainly do. I want to extinguish it. I'm focusing, and when I extinguish it, have I produced a coal? I certainly have. But the coal that I have produced is not because I need a coal. I have produced a coal because I don't want someone to get hurt on a live piece of wood. So this is the essence of the difference between these two concepts. When you're dealing with the melacha she'ein tshichus legufa, you are having intent. You are having intent to do the labor. The labor is to transform wood into a coal. I want to make a coal. The only thing that you don't have kavan is, I don't need the coal. I need that there just should not be a fire. But in order that there should not be a fire, I want there to be a coal. That's a melacha she'ein etzricha legufa. Davar she'ein mischavein is, I'm doing A, and the result is B. It's a completely different. So this is a very fine difference between the melacha she'ein etzricha legufa and davar she'ein mischavein. And this has an agadic application. There's always a concept that in life you have to do hishtadlus. You have to do the most you can possibly do. So there's different types of hishtadlus. A person does, I'll do hishtadlus, or a person does something, he does A, and then you expect, I'll do A, B will come out. It's nonsense. That's a davar she'ein mischavein. Davar she'ein mischavein is potter. It's not connected whatsoever. But we all know in life, many, many times we do things, and we're working very, very hard to accomplish something, and then we accomplish, but it's not what we expected. But it's in the same area. Like you're working to get a client, and you think you're working on a client, you're trying to get an account, and because you think, if I get this account, what am I going to do for this client? I'm going to do for this client A, B, and C. He needs these services A, B, and C. And then you get the client, and then you develop a relationship, and what the way you service the client is not through A, B, and C. It's through some other, X, Y, Z. You're doing a different service. But the hishtadlus was the client. You wanted to service the client. So it's like a melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. Melacha she'ein tzricha legufa chayif. Because as long as you're having kavana to focus directly on what on the goal, even if it turns out that this is not what I had kavana, but that's still malacha. But when you're totally doing something, you're trying to get client A, and in the process of getting all of a sudden you get your client B, he recommends a different client. That is the category of that's already outside the realm of hatzlach of your hishtadlus. Hishtadlus, when you do hishtadlus, many times the result is not what you thought. And it's good, But that's only when it's in the category of a malacha shein tzricha legufa. But when it's in the category of zeva shein mischavim, when it's completely unrelated, that's already outside the realm of hishtas. Okay, that was just a short vart in b'chal between the two. Have a nice chodesh, a good chodesh. Shem tomorrow at 9:30.